We've gone out with a whimper. So very disappointed, but such is life. I've had that a lot. It's another game. It's ticked off. Let's see if we can get back on and do better than that, because we need to do better. As a person, I'm fuming, I have to say, but never mind. It's about learning what to say at the right time, and I couldn't say what I felt today because some of it might have been my own personal feelings about how proud I am of my boys and what I wanted them to show the people where I come from. And sometimes that's a little bit selfish and it's a little bit egotistical, but so I had to walk out, and I will say what I feel tomorrow because we're in again and we've got 4 games left. Probably need just 3 points out of 12 to be totally, totally safe. So if anybody in that dressing room had any sort of inkling that we might already be safe, take it from me. I've told you that ain't the case, and I've been saying it for the last 4 games. But what's disappointing is we've gone from having the best form in the division over 7 games to now losing 4 in a row. So if we didn't learn from that and make sure you maximise every single second of every single game, even if you get a free kick and a Bristol City player picks it up and walks backward with it, I want that ripped out of his hands, because we got to put it down and have a chance to play again, because you should never, ever stop until that final whistle blows, just as that pathetic goal we scored. Wasn't even a good one, was it? If we'd have got that 10 minutes early, they would have bricked it.
Yeah, a bit like the Brighton game. If you got enough time to have a go at them, they might have crumbled.
It's always a different thing then, always a different feeling, but it was too late. Even the crowd knew it was too late.
Yeah.
And they were still enjoying ridiculing some person here with a bald head. I don't know who that is. But who cares? I don't really care. It's not about me. It's about QPR. It's about getting the points to secure the fact that we're going to be a championship team next year, to have a good run at getting where we all want to be. And anybody who says we deserve to be in the Premier League, you got to have a good look at yourself, because you don't. You got to earn it.
It well drilled your team. You could see that. But was the urgency the thing that you wanted more of?
No, we lost a very important player in being injured in training yesterday in Hawley. And because it was yesterday, whatever we'd practiced, he was in it. So really does throw off, and we changed shape, because I haven't got anyone else who could do that truly the way he does. He steps from defence into midfield and he slips back in there with his defensive nous. So that really did change. It's no excuse. You just got to go about the urgency and the commitment. And I just didn't see it around the pitch, and then I saw mistake after mistake after mistake, which is unlike my team. So, you know, as I say, I overall, I have to take that on the chin. Sometimes I'm glad I'm as experienced as I am, to be fair, because it's easy to say the wrong thing, to ruin what you've been building. And, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to look at what you're doing.
Just finally, Sheffield Wednesday on Monday, it's another team who've got a huge amount to fight for. You're going to have to match their desire as well, aren't you?
We got a huge amount to fight for, you know. I expected us to be a lot better in this game, and I expected us to at least get a point, and we didn't. So we got to go back to work. Who's to say we can't get 3 on Monday?